Both Robert and Richard, nay, William and Ned, if any of you have a fancy to wed, come hither and take this good counsel I give, so may you be happy as long as you live. For both good and bad amongst women there be, and therefore I pray you be ruled by me. Choose one that is modest, discreet in her ways, and then the whole world cannot speak her due praise. Such wives they will always their husbands obey, and never be given to wander or stray. Among lazy gossips her money to spend, she knows that it will her kind husband offend. And therefore her study and care will be still to love him and always submit to his will. For she that is modest, discreet in her ways, the world is not able to speak her due praise. Some men choose a wife by the weight of her purse, while maybe her money does prove but a curse. Proud wives they will flourish at such a loose rate, until they have clearly consumed an estate. But as for the woman that strives to take care, if she has but decent apparel to wear, she seeks for no more but her husband obeys, and then the whole world cannot speak her due praise. Some women are subject to thunder and brawl, and others with wantons will waste and spend all. And which is the worst of these two, I don't know, the wife that is wanton or she that's a shrew. But one makes him clearly a weary of life, the other is still for contention and strife. But she that is modest, discreet in her ways, the world is not able to speak her due praise. A good wife that marries a man that is poor, she'll make it her care to replenish his store. And like to the painful industrious bee, she'll do her endeavor to labor with thee. If thou art in anger, she will not revile, but instead of frowns will afford thee a smile. And thus being modest, discreet in her ways, the world is not able to speak her due praise. Ne'er strive for to marry a finnickin lass, we see they are often as brittle as glass. They'll crack their own credit, consuming thy store, while she that is careful will labor for more. In troubles or crosses or whate'er may fall, a good wife will stand the brunt of it all, and do her endeavor her husband to raise. The world is not able to speak her due praise. A good wife will always be taking of care, and yet will not murmur, repine, or despair, but still is contented with what she enjoys, and is not for railing and making a noise. Such women that never knows how for to scold, adore them more dearer than jewels or gold. For she is most virtuous, discreet in her ways. The world is not able to speak her due praise. For that is the woman that still will contrive to help her kind husband in order to thrive, and seek for to please him and never offend. Oh, such a good wife we may truly commend. Nay, what though her portion, alas, be but small, her virtues will make thee amends for it all. A wife that is wise and discreet in her ways, the world is not able to speak her due praise. If it be thy fortune to find such a wife, adore her and love her as dear as thy life. Ne'er grieve her, but labor always to provide both food and apparel and all things beside. So may you be ever united in love, and blessed in this life by the powers above. The wife that is virtuous, discreet in her ways, the world is not able to speak her due praise.